and welcome to the very first edition of the Latin Babbler Show Live. I am the Latin Babbler. I am here with my Tela Tigra.
What's up, what's up? Welcome Monday night. Woohoo!
Ms. Rocky is in the house.
What's up? Welcome to the unfiltered edition.
And we are first going to talk about COVID because I'm pretty sure it is driving everybody crazy. What's going on in Florida?
A lot of things are going on. One of the most interesting that happened today was that I heard that the Bahamas closed their borders to Floridians. No one can go to the Bahamas right now. So they're going to have to find somewhere else to go vacation, my friends.
Now, who the hell is going to the Bahamas right now anyway?
People are going everywhere, my friend. They don't care. People are traveling. People are going to Cancun. People are going everywhere. I see it all the time on web, on Instagram and stuff with their passports and their tickets heading out.
You think it's because the cost is cheap?
Maybe that could be a reason, but still. But I hear that they're asking for, how would you say, a test to make sure you're negative. They don't let you leave the country if you don't have a test that shows you're negative. And some countries are letting you in if you don't have a test that's negative.
Now, we're still on shutdown here. I got a little insider. Huh? Yeah, we're still on shutdown here. So, like we said in the last episode, the governor here pretty much closed everything down. So, the only thing you can go do is protest and go to the beach.
Yeah.
That's about it.
There's people going to the beach. The beach has been packed. I've seen them.
Had some. Should we go protest at the beach?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Phones getting stolen. People acting a hot mess. It's ridiculous. Stay away from South Beach, guys. Just stay away.
Like, bro, God. Did you guys see that there's a bunch of young people who are sitting there having parties about on purpose to try and catch it? Or to try and see if they can give it?
Oh, my God.
That's what they were going to say. Yeah. They're renting big houses and they're doing parties on their own. And Broward is out of control, too.
Really?
I was having block parties, my friend.
Really?
Block parties. Oh, so I haven't seen that. In the morning every day.
Where are the parties at?
I don't know. I ain't going to go right there.
Where they at?
I'm going to throw one here in Agora Hills. Nobody's going to come because the population here is really thin. Plus, everybody here in Agora Hills, they don't care. They're just moving around like we just passed by yesterday. There's people eating at the restaurants, even though they're not supposed to. So I think the businesses here have decided, you know what? Forget about it. We're just going to turn around and keep running it because we're not shutting down for this guy. And he supposedly set up a task force to try and get them to shut down on purpose.
But the restaurants, like, are you able to eat in or is it only takeout or outside? What's the deal over there?
But see, it's kind of tricky because they have one of those, they have those restaurants where they're kind of going through a loophole because you know how you have those restaurants that have like a covered roofs on the outside?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's technically indoors. I mean, it's literally like an indoor setting. The only difference is, you know, some of it is open, but the rest of it is indoors. And they're actually letting people eat in there. I haven't seen this 6 feet apart. I don't see how they're 6 feet apart, but they're calling it 6 feet apart. And so, yeah, anywhere around here, you can actually go and you'll see a bunch of people, whether it's eating indoors or outdoors, they're right next to each other.
Wow, look at that. Well, I mean, they were saying that like in New York too. And I saw, what's his name, Governor Cuomo. He was there having lunch. He posted, I think, on Instagram yesterday. But all the pictures he took were inside the restaurant. They weren't outside. So I'm like, are you really eating inside? Are you eating outside? Like, what's going on? And I mean, I had a friend just come back over the weekend from New York. And Times Square, insanely ridiculous. You just have a mask on. But there wasn't any social distancing there. So I'm like, what the hell's going on?
So I'm actually going to make fun of those people who have the mask underneath the nose. Like, that matters. You've seen that? The people who are actually wearing it, they don't even put it on.
They don't.
You know, the whole purpose of the mask is to protect your ugly ass from turning around and catching this thing. And, you know, the stupidity of people who are sitting there wearing it on the chin, like right above the lip instead of the nose. I mean, I haven't seen it. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And some of them are actually wearing it like that. And then when they get out of the store, they take it off completely like it mattered.
Well, there was an article. There's a supermarket here, Winn-Dixie, and they said that they were not going to force their customers, you know, to wear masks.
Oh, my God. That's right. That is correct. Yeah. Yep. That's crazy.
So that's going on. Yeah, that's going on here.
Well, some stores are doing it.
Yeah, they're like, they don't want to make people feel uncomfortable because of all the, you know, the violence that's been around the nation regarding wearing a mask or not, you know, wearing it or not wearing it, you know?
Yeah, Walmart had an incident. A guy told another guy, because he wasn't wearing a mask, you need to wear your mask, and the guy pulled out a gun on him and told him, I'm going to kill you. Leave me alone.
What, if you don't wear, if he's forced to wear the mask? Like, he didn't want to wear the mask,
like,
he decided to
point it wasn't even... it wasn't even an employee. It was just another person that was there. Like, people are taking matters in their own hands. That's dangerous. That's very dangerous.
Yeah, it is. It is. And there's a lot of people, you know, wanting to get a gun license and, you know, I don't know.
And getting beat down. Beat down for masks.
Beat down. Mm-hmm. Beat down. And then there's people out there in South Beach. Like, my friend today was at South Beach, and she says every single person was wearing... They get...
Miss Rocky, did you do anything this past week?
Nope. I haven't done thing. I did go bowling. I took the kids.
Yeah, I saw you went bowling. Woo! Can you explain to me how bowling works in the COVID environment?
It still works the same way. However, you know how you would, like, in most bowling alleys, you would have, like, you know, either, you know, 6 to 1 lane and 6 to the other, but you shared the screen, that space.
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it's every other space. So it's only one family per space now.
So, like, every other lane? Kind of thing.
Every other lane, correct. And then they have all the bowling balls that have been sanitized on one section, and they rotate them, and they're cleaning.
That's
them
pretty cool.
Yeah, so it was pretty nice because it's, you know, something different to do with the kids. I mean, they're, you know, you can't go to the movies. I know there's, like, drive-ins, like now at the Hard Rock Stadium where the Dolphins play. They've had, like, some type of drive-in activities, and also in the Wynwood area they've had some, but other than that, and in Broward County they have one called the Swap Shop, but it's pretty ghetto, so I'm not gonna go to that. So anywho,
no, it's too crazy.
To go bowling. Yeah, so we decided to go bowling, and it was actually really, really nice. And they just, everything is sanitized. As soon as you get up, you see that the workers come, they're cleaning everything, every single ball, where you sat, your table, everything.
Well, I went to my pool this weekend, and unfortunately they said that we can't bring visitors, and of course people were bringing in visitors, and I was mad because I was by myself at the pool.
No, you weren't. You had that iguana.
Oh, yeah, the iguana was munching, man. I was scared as hell, I'm going to tell you right now.
You didn't go grab it?
It was pouring on Saturday. I didn't go nowhere. I was supposed to go Saturday. No, I'm scared of lizards.
You didn't play with it or anything like that?
No, I don't play with lizards, man. It's like a little dinosaur.
I'm scared of those things. There's thousands
reptiles
of them here, like, everywhere. Hell no.
Well, I saw her story, and she had a huge one. This wasn't no little lizard. Yeah. Like, I got little lizards in the backyard. She had an iguana. This thing was like one of this was huge.
Yeah, they hang out in my backyard all the time. So I decided to record him while he was eating, and then I put a little background music and stuff. Ding, 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 yum, 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 ding, 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 yum, yum, yum.
Latin Babbler theme song to him? She was playing the Latin Babbler theme song to it.
Dun, 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 yum, yum, yum.
That's what he was doing.
Honestly, I think COVID is driving people crazy because I just heard Kanye's going for president.
But is he or not? I thought he came out. What's going on? I can't even keep up with his ass anymore.
He had a rally.
He had a rally yesterday, didn't he? It was just yesterday.
Yes, and unfortunately, then I was told that he dropped from the race. But I think, and Bojica had told me that he probably had to attend that rally because it was already confirmed. And then he started talking about the abortion and that him and Kim were going to have an abortion. I was like, what kind of conversation is that?
Yes.
In a rally.
And actually, that's the fin point that I want to sit there and hit. Because, I mean, you know these speeches. I mean, you already know how Trump is already interpreted. You already know how Biden is interpreted. My biggest thing is that had to be an uncomfortable moment for him and everybody and else who was around it. And I don't even think Kim knew that this man was going to go up there. Because he had originally talked about how his father wanted to abort him, I think is what it was.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
If it was up to, he started the speech with, my dad wanted to abort me. Kanye West would not have been here if it was up to my dad. And then he went on and talked about how he had thought about aborting his daughter. And then he went into, like, this whole cry session. It was the most cringiest thing that you could ever see. Now, mind you,
uncomfortable.
I give him, you know, his emotions got the best of it. I don't know where he was going with it. He's also apparently offering $1 million to every parent or something like that. I can't remember, but That was his speech yesterday. His presidency is something I'm going to vote for if he's giving $1 million per household. Wow. I could care less about politics at this point. I just want the $1 million.
I agree. I vote for you too. But now he was saying something also about like Harriet Tubman, that she didn't really free the slaves, that she was actually having them work for other families. I mean, don't quote me because I just saw it like barely. But yeah, there's an article about that. He was saying that, I guess, in some rally I'm assuming that you're talking about Harriet Tubman wasn't the one that, you know, helps free the slaves.
I don't know if that was the one yesterday. I know the one yesterday was the one with that he was talking about the abortion, and that was enough.
And I think Kim might have kicked his butt after, because that's why he dropped out of the race.
You think he dropped right after? You think?
After she was like, "What?"
His ass after he turned around and decided to give out that, you know, vitally important for personal information.
Information? Like, that's personal as hell.
Looking at his daughters, like, you almost never were. You just you literally always wasn't.
Oh yeah, it's ridiculous. Oh, whoa. Where he at?
You know how that goes? Dogs, hunted, lovely.
Yeah, and so for anybody who doesn't know, we obviously are in COVID, so everybody's at home. We're doing these sessions from home. So, yeah, we're going to have dogs come in. I know my dog turns around, you knock on the wall a little bit, he starts going nuts. So, but yeah, and then we saw the other one. So apparently if you're listening to politics, you got to listen to this clip because it'll go right into it because I think this is where we're going now.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fales, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge-ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy.
And cunty.
With us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on the big... Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On the big cunty couch. Mwah.
Strong because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel is not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this: we got to start eating babies.
What? Who's eating babies?
Apparently, babies have plasma, no, or some stuff like that. I don't know.
What? I'm so confused.
The world is losing their mind.
This was an environmental
class.
Because the music goes right after it, I'm telling you.
It was a town hall.
Big shout out, by the way, to the people who have joined us. Tim, we'll give Mikey. Turn around, have Brianna and Ronnie. according to her, just like cows. And I think I'm gonna try to see. I don't know if our guest Hannah's here. Is Hannah our listener in here? Because if she's in here, she can better explain.
She's in there somewhere.
She can better explain it.
Hannah.
To what she's talking about. But I'm pretty sure that just like cows, she's saying that because of the population and the emissions to the atmosphere, that is our next step. That we should be eating babies. Now, obviously, this woman is clearly not well. I mean, she clearly is not. She may have been at this AOC town hall, and, you know, for lack of better words, she was too far short of a happy meal. Now, my question is when are we going to see the baby nader?
Stay tuned to the next show.
No, I mean, I think Wendy's and Burger King and McDonald's should capitalize on this, man. Give me that baby nader or, you know, big baby. I don't know.
Baby.
I don't know.
Speaking of baby nader, I went to Burger King today. Oh, my God. I was so disappointed. Oh, my God. I'm so disappointed. I was going to go to McDonald's first, but I said, let me go get some onion rings. And my food was not good. Because the bread was hard. I was like, what's going on here? This bread is really hard. I had a Junior Whopper, and I had a cheeseburger. And then I had the onion rings. The onion rings were hard. Like, they've been sitting there for, I don't know, maybe 3-4 hours.
Oh, and the bread, I was like...
But the problem is that all this happened. I drove all the way there and drove back, and I had to eat it. It's like, there's no, you can take it back. By the time I go back, I lose my patience and everything else, and then I'll come out on Channel 7.
Yeah, you know, then you're going to Burger King.
Yes, exactly.
Not just the Wendy's.
So I ate it with a lot of love, and I prayed before I ate, and I said, thank you, Lord, for this food that I do not want to eat right now.
Wow. I mean, did it change the bread? I mean, I'm getting to the point where I'm going to go back to that.
I think they changed it. I think they changed it, but it was really hard. It's like, that's not the bread that I'm used to eating.
Why didn't you just take it back?
Because it's not down the street from my house. You got to drive over there.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like walkable distance.
It's not close.
No, it's dry. What did you order?
What did you order? Whopper?
I ordered a Junior Whopper combo with onion rings, and then I ordered some French fries as well. Yes, I'm a fat ass. And then I ordered a cheeseburger just in case the Junior Whopper was not enough.
I'm a fat ass. Girl, you can eat though. You be eating good. I see those plates. You be eating good.
Girl. You gotta keep this energy alive.
I see that. You gotta make sure you got your bikini ready, like you are shaking it in the pool. I see you.
Not if she keeps eating those burgers, man.
And the reason why I have these abs is because I laugh a lot. You know, when you laugh a lot, the muscles of your stomach, they start, you know, vibrating, and then you start getting abs. Yes, it's true.
So I laugh a lot, and I still like a fucking whale. So I
you're not a whale.
You're going to have to explain how laughing supposedly, because I know some people who
laugh
like crazy, and they are the biggest people I know.
Well, I definitely got lucky in that department.
I don't know.
But it's true. If you read into it for real, like laughing is good. It's good muscles. It's muscles for your, like it helps your face. It helps a lot of things. I'll look into it and I'll send you the article. Don't worry.
I know it's like a mental health thing too when you laugh a lot.
Yeah, and it helps your endorphins, your feelings. It, like, it changes your whole persona. Laughing is very good for the heart. People don't know that. And you see a lot of miserable people in the street.
Mm-hmm. Brianna says she laughs all the damn time and she's still squishing. So what do you say to somebody like Brianna?
I don't know what to tell you, my friend. Maybe it's just jeans then. Maybe it's just my jeans. I don't know.
Yeah, if you guys are listening in and you have a story of why you're still squishy, go ahead and call in. We'll answer. Yeah. I want to hear how much you guys laugh.
Oh, there she is. She's squishy, squishy. Why do you say someone like me? I don't know. I haven't seen what Brianna.
Well, from what I hear, Brianna wanted to get roasted today. So here's the chance. Jump on it, Mr. Latin Babbler.
Hey. They can turn around and they call in. You know, all they got to do is call in. So,
that's true.
But Will Smith is still out there. It's been like, what, 2 weeks since this
thing came out?
And he is literally a bigger meme than that Jordan cry meme. Like, it's for everything.
It was pretty bad.
I have a story. I was watching Lifetime the other day. And let me tell you something. I never paid attention to the word entanglement. And in the movie, she goes, but you know, it was an entanglement, so I had to untangle it. And I was cracking up on myself in the kitchen.
I had heard of it, but never used the way it's being used. The way it's like the number one word in the world right now, entanglement, I guess.
Wait, wait, wait. I got to answer this call. Ready? Okay, so Brianna's with us, I believe, right? Brianna's the one that says that she laughs a lot, but she's still squishy. So what do you say to somebody like Brianna?
Yeah, I've been laughing since I was a baby.
I don't know what to tell you, but you look great, so I don't know what you're talking about, Miss Squishy.
I am squishy. I know, no. If you look at my belly, I got the little squishy thing going on. It's great. But I don't have abs. I don't know where you got those.
Yeah, I don't got
them. I feel like this is false advertisement.
But I feel you, Brianna. I feel you because let me tell you something. you know when you're a baby, you have all that fat around your thighs, the big, you know, baby thighs. That never went away for me either. So I feel you on that.
So you think it's just baby fat, and that's why I don't have abs?
Yeah, it's baby fat, definitely.
Yo, back to the baby. So Brianna, if you're going to, now that's apparently a thing, give me your meal or your favorite meal when you go to Wendy's once they start selling babies.
The Babinator.
No, she took mine. You can't. You gotta come with
I don't know. You said it, and it sounded really good.
It does. The Babinator 2000 or something.
Like, the baby junior, the baby junior and senior.
Oh, the baby BLT.
The baby BLT.
That's a good one.
The double Babinator.
Yeah.
Double Babinator.
The double baby.
That right there. I'm getting that tomorrow.
The avocado baby.
The avocado baby. Oh, I love burgers with avocado in them.
Yes, I like it. So what about good. The crispy baby?
The crispy baby.
Oh, I feel like we're heading into like that one area where people are probably starting to get cringy with us. They're like, you're not taking my babies. Well, first of all, we're only going to eat two babies.
Oh, that was a good one. Saucy McBaby.
The Saucy McBaby.
Roddy said that one. That's the one.
I honestly think. I wonder what the meals would be like at like Chipotle.
I don't know.
The baby bowl.
Yeah, baby. Man, you have to try better than that. That didn't go.
The baby Mexican bowl.
Oh my goodness!
Shredded baby with sour cream and such.
The queso baby.
Oh, the keto baby.
The keto baby? What kind of keto baby, though?
The keto baby.
How is this baby made out of? Oh, my goodness. We have a plant alternative now.
Do you even read the keto? The keto's everywhere.
The keto baby.
Keto baby.
Low carb baby. That's hilarious.
Oh, the gluten-free baby.
The gluten-free baby. The queso baby.
With a side of a baby side up. This is what I hang up.
we're gonna have to let her go. That was disgusting.
Her laugh.
1,000 iron dressing.
I'm laughing so I can work on my abs.
That was a good one.
As long as it has Big Mac sauce, I'll have a baby.
She comes back.
We're laughing. We're here laughing, and Ms. Racky's in the back talking about different baby platters.
Okay, with all due respect, I still haven't lost weight. So, and,
oh, what about know. What about the gyro baby? The baby gyro.
The baby gyro. There you go.
That actually sounds good.
The baby gyro.
Can I order the baby gyro?
You actually can order a baby gyro at Arby's. I'm pretty sure you can.
Yeah, but it's not Arby's. The same. It's not authentic. I want real baby. That's going to be a thing. We're going to be able to sit there and go, okay, does that come with a real side of baby? Like, are you getting real babies for this? Or is this like alternative meat? That'd be interesting. So this is actually going to be every Monday, and I think we're going to start it again tomorrow. So we're going to be going live every day. It's going to be our new format. We'll start introducing Kiss or Dismissed. We'll start introducing our Conspiracies Gone Wild. We are also going to be introducing a documentary that's going to be going online. It's I Choose to Be Healthy. That is a documentary concerning my weight loss. So for those of you guys who know, I've been trying to eat healthy, live a better life, live a healthier life. And so I will be sharing that online starting next week. It's actually going to be, you know, kind of like a comedy / documentary.
You're going to have to stay away from the baby. For sure.
I can't. The baby's very resistible.
Yum, yum, yum.
Gotta have them babies.
Avocado. Oh, the nacho babies.
Ooh, nacho baby supreme.
Yes, that's a good
baby
one.
Baby nachos
with baby jalapeno nachos. Babies.
No,
and mild sauce.
Hold the Yeah.
So wait, did you guys actually, how many of you guys actually boycotted Goya?
Not I.
I use Sasson Goya, man.
Yeah. I use Goya for a lot of stuff.
Like, you know, they turned around and everybody was trying to, basically white people were trying to boycott Goya, or Goya. Boya? I don't know a single Hispanic that actually tried to do it because their meat would just taste very American. It was not a thing. Yeah. So, but I held all mine. I was actually telling people, hey, you're going to throw yours out. Give them, send them to me. I can turn around and take them. I'll feed them to the homeless and everything. Make their chicken taste better.
I like their sazon, the Goya, the little ham powder things. They're so good for the beans. What?
Oh, the little caldos?
Yeah, los calditos pollo. Sazon. Yeah,
El bouillon. El bouillon.
Yeah, the bouillons. The bouillons.
All that stuff is delish.
And the adobo. And the adobo.
The adobo Goya. Usa Goya.
Their beans are good. I'm a Goya girl. Goya all the way. I mean, I think that was a pretty good, you know, publicity stunt, because I hear that their stuff is flying off the shelves even more now.
Well, because you know what happens, right? So what happens is that everybody turns around and says, hey, I'm going to boycott this. And then the other group turns around and says, well, fine, you boycott it. We'll just take over the slack. So the problem with it is that, you know, the side that everybody hates has the most money. So when you say, hey, I'm going to boycott this, every single person that wants to turn around and have an issue will sit there and say, fine, we'll buy like 7 of them. So Goya is probably going to be bigger than Amazon by the time this thing's over, because I don't see it ever losing money out of that. So it's going to be interesting.
I'm sorry. I like Goya. I grew up with Goya.
I ain't getting rid of that.
So no, it's like Chip Boyardee. I'm not going to get rid of Chip Boyardee.
No. Got to season my babies.
That's it. Season my
babies. I love Goya.
Right? Bro, you take some baby and you turn around and you flip it backwards, and then you put some Sazon Goya with azafrán. Make it nice and yellow. It's good stuff. You put it on broil.
I was going to say something, but I said.
Well, I mean, you got to clean the baby appropriately. So, got to make sure you remove all the parts.
All right. Enough with the babies. Enough with the babies.
It was good when we were on the bread, huh? But you didn't go out? Like, you didn't go clubbing?
I know. What club? There's no club open here. There's never been a club open. I did go last week to social to have happy hour. And I said, we're the only ones there. 4 of us, and then one old dude watching, you know, reruns of sports shows, old sport matches and stuff. So that was it. There was really nothing going on. Everything's closing at 10. In Broward County, which is the Fort Lauderdale, they're open, still indoors and outdoors, 50%. And Miami-Dade County, it's only takeout and outside dining. And I'm not going to sit out there in no tent.
When they're
at 99 degrees, not at 99
They put
degrees.
A fan for you. They put a fan.
I'm okay. I'd rather take out and bring it back home.
But good news, Miami Beach has a curfew for 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I heard that too.
No more booty shaking.
You guys have more than enough time to come out with your next segment.
Well, that means, matey, you can't be out there shaking your butt no more in the pool. You see?
Look, Ms. Rocky, I can do it in my pool because my pool is not in the beach area yet. It's not Miami Beach considered, so we're good.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm good. Now, if I cross the bridge, then I'm out of gas.
Exactly. Audi 5000. Yeah, that's it. That's been happening. Not much.
Oh, they did give a lot of fines over the weekend for not wearing masks, at least.
Did they?
150.
Wow.
Yeah, they're getting serious now. After all these months, they're getting serious now.
Now, hold on. Did you guys hear about that the judge?
For that's true.
Yeah, man, I saw that.
What's the name, though? I don't remember her name.
Interesting. I don't know what was the name of the judge?
Nobody remembers the name of judges. But apparently, she was actually, her son was murdered, and the husband was hurt or injured. She was actually downstairs, so I don't think she got affected by any way, but supposedly somebody dressed up like a federal FedEx employee came in and shot her, and it turns out that she's one of the judges who's working on one of those Epstein cases.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't put her name in the headline, but it's a woman judge. Not good. Yeah. This is not good.
No bueno.
It's going to get real, my friends.
I don't know. Well, it looks like we're looking at another cell murder.
Yep, sure is.
I'm about to keep track of Hillary. Where's she at?
Yep.
Oh, I wasn't in here. I don't know. I didn't hear anything.
Where's Jamie?
Yo no sé qué pa. Yo no sé pa. All
right. All right, well, guys. Well, if you're interested in the show, we're on live every day, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can reach us on social media at Latin Babbler. Basically, turn around and subscribe to our newsletter at latinbabbler.com. If you enter now, today, you get put into the final day of the $100 Amazon gift card and the 12 bottles of the JJ's own, what is it, the salad dressing and the
marinade. Salad and marinades. Yep.
I thought I was going to get the $100 gift card, man. For my birthday.
Oh, girl, we're going to fight for that in the beach.
Everybody in here going to be fighting for that right after this show. So, again, follow us at Latin Babbler. Once again, guys, thank you for joining us. We'll catch you tomorrow. I'm the Latin Babbler. I'm here with
La Tigra.
We're here with Ms. Rocky.
Ms. Rocky.
Peace out, people.
Bye.
Bye. See you later. Thank you.